Episode 1967, Love at First Sight.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend. You know, it's been a short week, but man, this weekend could not come fast enough. Today, take a deep breath, though. It's all about relationship builders. It's about your marriage, a foundation to your family. Love at First Sight. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Remember back as you looked across the way, the electric spark and an instant attraction? When your eyes first met, it was love at first sight. Oh, the beautiful memories that have since faded. Yeah, where have they gone? Why do I not have that instant attraction? Why does it seem that our love fades over time? Or does it? You know, back to when you were dating, you made your relationship a priority. You wanted to spend time together. You wanted to get to know this person that had drawn you in to the center of your world. Yet after weeks, months, and years of, yeah, marriage, you said I do, there you sit wondering, where did the love go? Where is that attraction I once felt? Is that you and your relationship right now? It doesn't matter if you've been married 1 month, or 15, 25, 35 years. Your relationship will only be as great as the time you invest. And it's unfortunate that most of our time is invested during our dating periods. And then when life happens to us, we get a career, kids come along the way, you know, we just kind of lose track of the other person. We don't make them a priority. Everything else becomes a priority. And yes, we have responsibilities. We have to make sure the bills are paid. So that means we have to work. So does that mean that we can spend every waking hour with our spouse? No, we cannot do that. But if you desire your relationship to prosper, you must love at first sight. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Love at first sight. You really have to understand that love is not built on just this first attraction. When the eyes met and you got all googly, it kind of draws me into the comic strips. I was never a big reader of comic strips, but the love at first sight, what I have in my mind is, you know, the googly eyes, the big ones that are just kind of bouncing out of the head going, I see you, I see you, I see you. And the problem is in our relationships now, because we're so busy, we don't see our loved one across the room anymore. We're distracted by our phones, by our tablets. We're distracted by what's happening in the world around us. We're distracted by life and death. We're distracted by finances, bills, car payments, house payments. We're distracted by children pulling on our legs or pulling on the bank accounts, depending upon their ages. And what happens is that we're wrapped up in everything else and we forget the most important thing, love at first sight. Now I'm here to tell you, you can have love at first sight every day, but it's gonna take work. And no, it's not going to be the same love at first sight when you first saw her across the room. No, it's not going to be that, oh my gosh, isn't he a hunk of a man? No, you're probably not going to have that. But you're going to have a different love at first sight. It's going to be more of a mature growth, something that you can appreciate because you have invested yourself in it. And together you grow. So what does it look like to love at first sight? Number one, you have to search for that attraction. That means you got to get to know your spouse every day. Every day. You know, we're always changing. Always. There is something new within us. For example, if you watch something on the news or something comes into your social media feed, you have created a new thought, or you have expanded on a thought before, and now you're like, okay, now I'm going to make it more concrete based on what I've seen. You have changed. You've expanded. You've evolved as a human being. Well, your spouse is doing the same thing. And it's important to search for that attraction, to be able to come together and see the newness in things. Experience things together. Now, my husband and I, we do not do everything together. It would probably drive him crazy to a little bit of a degree. Everybody needs a little bit of space, right? Because they're their own person. That's how God created us. But when we come together to learn things together, we can appreciate things. So my husband absolutely has fallen in love now with guitars. Did he love guitars when he was growing up? No. He listened to bands that played, but he wasn't like this rock hard heavy, I gotta play guitar, man. If I don't have a guitar in my hand, oh yeah, I'm not this great guy. But now where he is in his stage of life, he just eats up guitars. He's learning about the history of guitars. He learned about the people who play the guitars and why they're made a certain way and the type of wood and all of the stuff that just kind of makes my head spin. And even as a music major, I love that stuff, but I don't geek out that big. Not on a guitar anyway. But he loves it. So guess what? I want to search it out with him. I want to learn. Now, do I go to the extent that he does? No, but I want to listen to the stories. And so there are times that he will say, "Hun, I want you to look at this." And I'm like, I'm really not interested. I mean, seriously, I'm being real with you here. I'm like, I really could care less. But because I love him so much, I'm in search for that attraction. So I spend that time with him. I want him to tell me what he's learned and why he likes his particular Koa bass guitar and this maple neck versus a darker one. I want to understand that. What are you doing in search for that attraction with your spouse? Love at first sight. Number two, shape your moments. This is your opportunity to create your now, right? Truly it is. When you were dating, you made a point to absolutely positively shape the time that you spent with your dear sweetheart. You planned the date. You planned where you were going to go eat. You planned whether or not you were going to go to the park or a movie. You planned if you were going to go to the beach and just walk along the side. You did everything, right? You really thought through it. Now you're like, you want to go grab something? Yeah, okay. I mean, seriously, those are our conversations. Now, I get it. We all get a little bit crazy. And there are times that you just fall into a routine, and routines are good. I'm not saying to trash the routines. What I'm saying, though, is to shape your moments. Be intentional. Create your now, right? Be present. Most of us are not present. Why? Because you're sitting there on your phone. I know I do it. And I try not to do it because you know what? My husband actually does it more than I do. Not that I'm keeping score here. I'm not. But that is something that I do watch very, very carefully. I want to make sure that when I am with him, I am present. And nothing drives him more crazy than me sitting next to him and I'm working on something and he's like, "Hey, hello, I'm right here and you're not paying attention to me." Shape your moments. And finally, number three, sustain with constant engagement. This means that you're all in. If you want your marriage to be absolutely, positively incredible, which it can be, you have got to be willing to put in that 100%. And yes, there are going to be days that you only get 85% in. That's all right. You're human. And I'm sure you're thinking, oh, Christiane, I'm willing to put in the 100%, but he's not. And I'm here to tell you, that's not up to you. You control only you. You've got to be willing to put in that 100%, even when he's not. Or if she falls short, don't keep score. When you are leading in your life what you need to do, I promise you, your better half is going to be watchful and they will notice a difference. So let me give you an example. Just yesterday, I was making my husband's lunch. Now, every morning I get up. He gets up very early. We get up at 4 o'clock. And so I get up too, and I make him his lunch and I make him his breakfast. And it's not that challenging, but it's something I do. And I take him his cup of Joe, which is his Pepsi, because that's what he enjoys. And no, this episode is not sponsored by Pepsi. It should be, but as much Pepsi as this family drinks, it's just the drink of choice, but that's for a whole nother episode. So I get up and I fix the breakfast and I fix the lunch. And yesterday I was like, you know what? He just needs to know that I care. He needs to know that I am proud of him. So I made him his peanut butter sandwiches. It works for him. That's what he needed. And so that's what I made for him. And I grabbed a post-it note and I wrote 3 sentences on there. I am so proud of how you care for people every day. And it was just one of these things. And I put it in there and I sealed it. And so when he opened it, that was his little love note. Sustain with constant engagement. What you make as a priority will stand out above the noise. Life is going to be noisy. There are going to be distractions all the time. Come on, you can name them right now. A lot of it, people go to money, kids, and time. You're like, I don't have enough time. Oh, no, 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 no. You have to make the priority. You have to make it happen because it's not going to happen. Anything that you want bad enough, you're going to make happen. So it's up to you to follow through. So are you willing to make your marriage a priority so it will stand out above the noise? I know I have done that. I didn't do it way back when because I made the kids a priority, because I made my volunteering in the community a priority. And I thought that was a good thing. It wasn't bad. But in looking back, I needed to put him as a priority too, above all of those. It's a hard thing to balance. And for me, I don't like that word. It's one of those things where, ooh, I cringe when people talk about balance. You want to find that harmony. But in marriage, it is about saying, you are my priority, babe. I want to fall in love with you every single day. So I want to challenge you today that when you roll over every morning and you get up, I want you to say, oh, thank you, Lord, number one, for breath. And number two, I want to fall in love with you all over again. And that's looking at your spouse. Yes, also to God, but looking at your spouse. Because when you honor your spouse, you also honor God. It goes hand in hand. So my question to you is, are you making your marriage a priority? Or are you too busy to even notice? Maybe the noise is too loud. So my challenge goes out to you is this. How can you tame the distraction beast and focus on your sweetheart? How do you tame it? I kind of think of like King Kong on the big tall, was it the Empire State Building? I don't know. I really never watched that movie. As you can tell, I'm such the movie buff, not. But I imagine this distraction beast hanging off, so much taller than me, looking down going, I'm going to get you today. And I'm like, oh, no, no, you're not. I'm going to focus on my sweetheart. That's where my heart is. And that's where I will be. Where will you be today? Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.